Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, another week, Sports Byline broadcast, Sports Overnight America. Marty Trent along the way. Dominic Jimenez produces as we run through a Monday into a Tuesday. We'll put a wrap on the men's side of the NCAA tournament down to the Sweet 16. We will dip into a lot of the women's action, which got underway on Monday afternoon and into the night. North Carolina State, the three seed, has just closed out Tennessee 79-72. We'll give you that right at the top of the show. But Shohei Ohtani promised today, Monday would be the day, into a Tuesday, he would have something to say about the, you know, the massive theft by his former interpreter. And Ohtani has done exactly that. About a 12 minute little get together out in Los Angeles with his new interpreter, and said predictably what we knew he would say. He didn't know anything about it. Betrayal. Did not address the fact that two of the wires totaling $1 million, $500,000 each, did not address that. That to me should have been front and center. Because that's what Major League Baseball is going to have a problem with. I'm sure there was some theft there. No question about it. A pathological, compulsive gambler will go to any means, right? And so that is not surprising. What is surprising is they did not address those. And that to me, makes this day very difficult on Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball. They didn't address that. And that's what we need to find out. Because that is the, if there is a smoking gun, that's it. That's it right there and then. You can't do that. And you know, I'm sure Izuharu is not the most trustworthy guy in the world. I'm sure he did access the bank account. He was trusted. He violated that trust. He breached that trust. I don't think that's the problem. That's not even the issue. The issue is, what about these two $500,000 wires? And those are kind of being swept under the carpet. So that would be my first question. Hey, maybe I'm cuckoo on this, but I thought it was a nothing burger. He said, I mean, he looked confident. He did. He looked confident. He looked pretty composed. Again, there's a language barrier, which kind of makes it difficult. But for the most part, hey, listen, that's chapter one. We have a long way to go. We're just getting started. Monday into a Tuesday, Sports Byline broadcast, Sports Overnight. We'll continue. We'll come back. Don't go away.
Getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities. Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I think it's something you never get sick of, is seeing somebody wearing your jersey, especially all those little girls and little boys that are screaming for your autograph. And I feel like the city has really embraced our team more than anybody. The state has really embraced our team, and they love our team to death. And that's what's made it so fun. That's what this journey has really been all about, is, you know, people really rallying around us and sharing in these moments and this joy with us. And I think that's been super special, not only for myself, but even like Kate and Gab and, you know, Sharon, who have been here and, you know, are moving on after these 4 years. So I don't really see it as a, you know, something that's, the spotlight's always on me. I think it's my responsibility to, you know, inspire people. But I think that just comes with how I live my life and, you know, how I go about my daily business. It's not anything I'm trying to do. It's just the person I am. And that's kind of what comes along with it.
Clark, who will play her final home game at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern time, as Iowa will take on West Virginia. Second round game, NCAA Women's 2024 tournament, Albany 2 region. And there you go, Caitlin Clark at 29 points shy of an all-time single season scoring mark, NCAA. So yet another record. And rightfully so, and we'll do more on Ohtani a little bit later on. There's not much to say. He said he didn't bet on baseball and said he was the victim of a massive theft. We'll let that go for now, but did not address the $2.5 million wires that he has been basically accused of sending to the illegal bookmaker. California is not a legal sports gambling state. So there you go. More on that later. Back to Clark, West Virginia tonight. You know, this game, you know, if you want to look at the glass half full, you say, look, Caitlin Clark's riding a high. This is going to be another region, the two in Albany, the two in Portland. You know, it looks like we're going to get very chalky Final Four. And even before that, the Elite Eight's going to be very, very chalky, meaning favorites. And we'll get to that in a moment. But, you know, you got to harken back a couple of years, 3 years ago as a sophomore, home game, Creighton Blue Jays, and you know, Caitlin Clark had a hell of a game, but Iowa got beat. And that raised a lot of eyebrows. Expectations were through the roof. And, you know, if you're looking at the glass half empty here a little bit, this one feels weird. I don't know what it is. It just feels weird. Is it the fact that, you know, Holy Cross packed it in against Iowa, made it difficult, that Clark, again, even though she had a near triple-double, what, 27, 10, and 8, points, rebounds, and assists. This one just feels a little weird because she's not been playing her best basketball, and yet it's hard to say that to somebody and be taken seriously. You know, you look at her numbers and then you say, well, you know, Clark's not playing that well. People say, wait a second, look at the stat sheet. But again, the stat sheet can be so misleading. It's like in the Big Ten title game against Nebraska. She had 4 points at halftime. She finished with 34. A spectacular performance, but in the context of a half a game and a five-minute overtime. So this game here, you know, look, the minute I say that, hey, final just in. Iowa 91, West Virginia 65 or something crazy like that again. excuse me, we shall see. But it doesn't, you know, this one has a little edge to it because of the fact that Caitlin Clark has struggled by her own admission. She took and I hope we can get the soundbite. She took an absolute walloping on Saturday right in the schnoz. And boy, when you looked at it, when you first looked at it, you thought, man, she got punched. But it was, a Coley Cross player who was protecting her own bad hand. And when Clark kind of made a move, a quote unquote basketball defensive move, this gal kind of turned and looked like she was delivering a forearm shiver, almost a left hook right into the schnoz of Caitlin Clark. And, you know, it generated a lot of speculation on social media and so on and so forth. Hey, listen, if we get the soundbite, we'll play it. Caitlin's cool with it. She felt that, you know, the gal apologized, was not intentional. We go with that. Task at hand, Iowa should win tonight. West Virginia, they can play a little salty basketball. Big 12 school will be interesting. You know, you play in the Big 12, you're playing against Kansas, you're playing against, Oklahoma, you're playing against a very good K-State team, which ironically just got picked off. The minute I say they're great, you know, Iowa split with K-State, Colorado knocked them off. So Iowa wants to punch their Albany ticket tonight, national TV, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, 7 o'clock here in the Midwest, Carver Hawkeye Arena. And again, Clark pretty much saying, look, this is it. You know, it's an emotional time. Says it really won't sink in probably till she hears that final buzzer. And the final buzzer results in a loss. It'll be bittersweet, big time. And if it's a win, it's on to Albany and let the real folderol begin. But again, over in that Albany one region, look, South Carolina, Notre Dame took care of business today. They should be in good shape. Texas looks like they're playing in a well-oiled machine. The one that's really interesting is Portland 4, and we saw Iowa State and Stanford last night, overtime game. Audie Crooks had a horrific shooting night, but I'll tell you what, that Stanford team is excellent. They are excellent, and they got the two big guns, and obviously they got one of the greatest coaches, if not the greatest women's coach of all time, and Tara Vanderveer. Interesting game. And Brinks, you know, getting a little heat now. Did she drop an F-bomb when she left the court, fouled out? I think she did, but who cares? You know, it's frustrated. It's not going to be the first time nor the last time you're going to see a student athlete or anybody drop an F-bomb with the YOU on the end. So, you know, was it directed at the official? Should she have been slapped with a technical? Probably. I mean, you know, in fairness, probably. But listen, the official probably didn't hear it, whatever. I'm not going to speculate on that. What I do know is Iowa State had a heck of a year. We now know who Audie Crooks is. We also know that Stanford can play. They got down damn near double digits, and they just that's a nice team. That is a very nice team. And I go to that because, you know, NC State, Stanford, my gosh, I mean, that's going to be good. Three-seeded NC State, very good. Stanford, the two-seed. So they appear to be on a collision course with no ifs, ands, or buts about that. You know, and I was calling that Iowa State game an upset over Maryland, and it really wasn't, even though Audie went off for 40 points. Look, that was the 7-seed Iowa State against the 10-seed Maryland. So the women's action's got a lot of juice now as we head to where the men are now, and that is the Sweet 16. Caitlin Clark, big TV numbers on ABC. I haven't seen the final tally, but just cuckoo numbers. I mean, cuckoo numbers. And this women's tournament has got some traction. There's no doubt about that. So we shall see. On the men's side, you know, you could sum it up a couple of different ways when you really look at it right now. You could look at, we, as we so often do, we get those 12s over a 5. You know, we've got the 14 over the three with Oakland knocking out Kentucky and putting a real hot flame under John Calipari's tush down in Lexington, Kentucky. A lot of speculation over the weekend that Mitch Barnhart, the AD, was leaning towards the buyout. We heard all sorts of speculation. Well, that's all it was, speculation. Hey, listen, something still could happen. What we're seeing right now, though, is coaches coming and coaches going. Washington State, nice job against Iowa State. They don't get it done, but Wazoo loses their coach. He takes the Stanford job. You got the situation. Vanderbilt ends up with James Madison's coach as Byington gets the job in Nashville. Stackhouse got the show in the door there. Kyle May, Florida Atlantic. We saw him in Brooklyn. He gets the Michigan job. And then Darian DeVries. This is a big one. Drake and the University of Iowa has not been, I don't think, been getting their money's worth out of Fran McCaffrey. I mean, let's be honest. They have not been getting their money's worth out of Fran McCaffrey. And then you got Darian DeVries, who's done an outstanding job at Drake. All he does is win 25-plus games, get his teams, to win the Missouri Valley, get to the postseason tournament. He ends up with the West Virginia job, and his son Tucker's going with him. So Drake, once again, last time they had great success, 2008, Keno Davis, he leaves for Providence, and this is what happens to the mid-majors. You lose your coaches oftentimes after 3-4 good years, great years, guess what? They're going for the big payday. Can't fault them one iota. All right, we'll come back. More on the basketball, both the men and women. Baseball season gets underway Thursday, even though the Dodgers and the Padres kind of lifted the lid over in Seoul, the Seoul series. We come back here on Sports Overnight. Coming right back. Don't go away.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Helped immensely. He certainly had as big an impact on that game right when he came in as anybody did when they started their run. And, you know, those lobs and the way he can go get them at 11 and a half, 12 feet, and our guys look for him is special. It's definitely given us an added dimension offensively in the flow and transition, as well as in the half court. You know, when he screens and he's getting behind the defense, it's not easy for a guard or others to try to help, because he can go get it so high up in the air. So it has really helped us and given us a whole new dynamic offensively.
That's the voice, the strained voice of T.J. Otzelberger, coach at Iowa State over the weekend at Omaha, CHI Health Center, home of the Creighton Blue Jays. And not only does Iowa State take out South Dakota State, a former stop along the way in T.J. Otzelberger's fine head coaching career, they take out South Dakota, and then they come back and beat Washington State. And he was referencing Hassan Ward, who has just been a beast. Both ends of the court, the alley-oops, playing 11 feet above the rim, or 11 feet, you know, a foot above the rim, and sending back shots, rebounding. But now, deep end of the pool, here comes Illinois on Thursday night. That's going to be a 10:10 Eastern time tip. Oh, my God. And I'll get to Danny Hurley, the UConn coach, who I think made a fool out of himself in Brooklyn last night. He really and truly did. And I don't hate UConn. I respect UConn. They have a very good chance of winning the whole thing and successfully defending their national title from a year ago. But I'll get to Danny Hurley in a moment. But Otzelberger and Iowa State, that'll be a 10:10 Eastern time tip. I mean, my God, it's not, oh my, I mean, 10:10. That means halftime comes up at 11:30, quarter to 12, and the game's over, you hope, by one, right? 10:10, 2.5 hours, 12:10. Yeah, quarter to one, 12:45. You get overtime, you're playing basketball at 1 o'clock in the morning. But here's the kicker. Who do you think was complaining? Underwood at Illinois didn't say a peep about it that I know of. Otzelberger said, I'm glad we're playing basketball. You know, we're going to a great city in Boston. Our fan base is going to love it. We're in a building where Larry Bird and some of the all-time greats toiled as professionals. I'm glad we're still playing basketball this time of year, is essentially what T.J. Otzelberg put forth. Underwood at Illinois, San Diego State, Brian Dutcher, same deal. Team's playing well. Ladee had a big game. We took care of Yale. We don't have two Connecticut teams here in Boston, blah, blah, blah. Happy to be where he's playing basketball right now. Now, the guy, Hurley, you know, who's probably the most, I don't know, well-known coach right now, given that a championship year last year, and really, I mean, two down, four more to go to win a national championship and successfully defend. What's he come out with? Here's two things, actually three things, and they're goofy. He's complaining about the start time. He you know, we're in a tough region. We're close to home. He's played in Brooklyn. He's playing in Boston. And the next stop would be Glendale, Arizona. And Dan Hurley, the coach at UConn, is complaining. I mean, come on. Coach Hurley, give your head a shake. You couldn't ask for a better scenario. Your fan base is going to dominate TD Bank Garden starting Thursday night. Dominate it. Building holds, what, 14 and change, almost 15? They'll have 9,500 to 10,000 of the seats. I saw it, obviously, Big East tournament, saw it in Brooklyn, and now he's complaining about the start time. So, you know, stupid. And then the other thing is, you know, he wants to wear the same suit that he wore a year ago to win the championship. He wants his wife to bring a portable, and she does, a portable little washing machine on the road so he can wear the same Red Dragon underwear. I don't know what Red Dragon underwear is. I don't think I really care. I don't think I really want to know. What I do want to know is that, Dan Hurley, you expect us to take you seriously when you're complaining about a 7:10 tip time in Boston, close to your borders, Connecticut? What are you talking about? I mean, it's a bad look. Nah, I'm waiting for the, well, I was misquoted. I'm waiting for that line to come out. But I was there. I heard it. So, I mean, he wasn't misquoted. And it's just a bad look. You know, this, in a way, I think there's a method to his madness, though. I think he's trying to use it with his kids, saying, you know what, we're being slighted. I read the quotes today in the New York Post. He basically admits that. Well, this is just one other little sliver. This is another log in the fire that I can feed my kids and get them all motivated. If you have to do that at this level of basketball, something's wrong. Something is fundamentally wrong with your program if you need to, you know, play these little motivational games. I mean, my God, who do you think you are, Vince Lombardi? I mean, Dan Hurley, calm down. I am dead serious. Wow. All right, so that's where we go on the men's side right now. A couple of other things, you know, I would say, boy, Duke, you know, these are little, you know, little nuggets that I drew from Brooklyn. Duke looks great. But listen, you're not playing Vermont. You're not playing James Madison. The guard play was great. I just want to see what Duke is going to be like now when they get down to Dallas. And I'm not killing them. I'm really not. I mean, Shire's done a very good job. They're very talented. The Mitchell kid down in the low block is playing with ferocity and a passion and a burn. He's got a fire burning in his belly. Mark Mitchell is playing very good basketball right now. And the guards have been great. We saw it. So we shall see with Duke. That's the other takeaway. The other takeaway, of course, was UConn. And you have to be impressed with Donovan Klingon, the sensational 7'2" freshman center. He's problematic. And I think San Diego State, here we go again. These teams met last year in the title game. I mean, this was the national championship game. So San Diego State, Coach Dutcher brings them right back, wheels them back here in Boston. Again, the aforementioned very favorable court situation in Boston for Connecticut with their fan base, despite what Coach Hurley says. You know, San Diego State, I think they'll be able to hang around. They came out, San Diego State, Aztecs came out absolutely smoking. It was over in the first 6 minutes of that game. You could see it on James Jones, the Yale coach. He just looked up and said, oh, boy. And they couldn't miss. Ladie was going cuckoo. The other guard was, you know, off the dribble. They were, you know, Yale was stone cold. Couldn't get the ball to fall. Got down quickly. You know, once it hit like 12, 15, and then it hit the 20-point mark, you knew it was over. You could see the body language on Jones, the coach. Been at Yale, nearly three decades, 27 years as the head coach. Yale looked really good in their upset of Auburn, but just could not wheel back and do it again. And that San Diego State team is going to have to match that performance against UConn and then some, even to stay close. I mean, Connecticut's just got too many athletes. Castle, excellent guard. Klingon, who I mentioned. Stewart, the transfer from Rutgers, Cam Stewart, outstanding. They're just deep. And they could just rotate guys through. And you know, Hurley doesn't have much problem getting a guy with A, foul trouble, B, with a cold shooting hand, to take a seat on the bench. A lot of coaches don't have that luxury. He does. That's a very deep Connecticut team. The other matchup in Boston is Illinois and Iowa State. And boy, I'll tell you, this one really, just on paper, looks amazing. We talked a lot about Iowa State on this program, being the proximity to where we are here in Iowa. They're up the road in Ames. But I'll tell you right now, I have a lot of respect for what Brad Underwood's done over at Champaign-Urbana. He's got Terrence Shannon Jr. He's out on a pretrial release. He's facing a sexual assault, or even further daunting, a rape charge, which took place with a woman on the campus of the University of Kansas. He is allowed to play. He's out on bond. He's out on bail. NCAA cleared him. The judge gave him the okay. He's playing. There was a level of discomfort, very, very uncomfortable. You could see it. Brad Underwood was asked about it during the Big Ten tournament up in Minneapolis. He just wasn't comfortable. And it was even worse when he was immediately reinstated after a suspension. Underwood knew that he had a major, major elephant in the room every time he talked. It was just there. But, you know, time is the great healer and revealer. And over time, you know, Terrence Shannon Jr. just settled in. And they limited how much media attention or how much they were going to talk about it because he's out on pretrial. They had an easy out saying we're not going to discuss about it. We're not going to discuss anything about it because it's an active case, which is their right, which is true in one respect. And on the other hand, it afforded them a window of opportunity to let Terrence Shannon Jr. concentrate on basketball. And boy, has he ever. I mean, he went nuts. 40 in one of the games in the Big Ten tournament, came back the next night with 33, I want to say, or, high 20s. That is going to be a rock fight. That is going to be, and it's real simple. There's two contrasting styles. I mean, Iowa State can run with you, but they're not going to try to run 40 minutes with the Fighting Illini. They're going to try to slow it down, play a half-court game, and really play disciplined, smothering defense. And I think they're going to have to do a lot of work on Shannon, because if he goes off for a big, 20-point first half and they get into an up-tempo game, it could be a very, very long night for Iowa State. More on that as the week goes along. Baseball starts on Thursday. We'll give you some nuggets on that. Lots to get to. Women's hoop tonight, NCAA, as we whittle it down. We arrive at 16 here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight. We're coming back.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Yeah, I say it has gotten better throughout the season, but we've did it every day since June. And, you know, when you do something every day and just rep it out, you get really good at it. So I think we're starting to see the benefits of that right now.
Yeah, for me, it was definitely an adjustment. Just coming from high school, it's a whole different level here at the Division I level. But it's a standard that the coaches hold me to just be good on the defense end and be good on the offense end at the same time.
Curtis Jones and Milan Momcilovic, a couple of Iowa State Cyclones. We put a wrap on that portion of the show, that East Regional at TD Bank North Garden on Thursday night, 10:10 Eastern. Well, they said 10:09. That ball go in the air. And yet Dan Hurley, the UConn coach, is upset with the 7:09 first tip. So interesting there. All right. Women's game earlier today, tournament. Notre Dame over Ole Miss, 71-56. Connecticut, there's still 5 minutes to go till halftime. They're up 12 on Syracuse. Oklahoma, Indiana just tipped in a 4-5 matchup in Bloomington. You would think Indiana would be a good get on the home court, but I don't know if. If I saw this recently, but I guess coach wants to leave there, and they've got her tied up with a contract, and I guess where she wants to go, they're not biting. Also tonight, we forgot we got Southern Cal. We gotta take a look at Southern Cal. I haven't seen Juju Watkins yet, only in highlights. I'm dying to see that, and I think that is a very late start tonight. So we'll have to revisit that after I tell you, even that 1 hour difference, that East Coast time element. Oh my Lord. I mean, getting out of that Barclays Center midnight, couple of nights, not complaining. I love it. This tournament. And I want to say this about Barclays and Brooklyn. They did a great job. Atlantic 10 was the host conference and they did a remarkable job. It was smooth as silk. In and out of that building, between sessions, media accommodations, you know, it's the tournament. Say what, you know, there's a lot of things to complain about in life. I think the NCAA basketball tournament is probably one of the best well-oiled machines in organized sports. How they pull it off, how they pull it together. Of course, they've been doing it for so long, but they have a very, very kind of a cookie cutter system about doing things, and it works very extremely well organized. But, you know, again, on the women's draw, as we get to 16, I think it's going to be chalky, folks. We're going to see favorites. If Iowa survives West Virginia tonight, they've got this Colorado Buffalo team, which should not be taken lightly. And they just proved it, because that Kansas State team is very good. And I'll tell you right now, Lisa Bluter would never admit it, but she's glad that K-State got picked off. Iowa played them twice this year. They got smoked down in Manhattan. They beat them on a neutral court, in the Gulf Coast Classic, basically down in Naples, Florida, back over the holidays, or right after New Year's, I want to say it was. I'm telling you, Lisa Bluter, the Iowa coach, is very happy that there's no K-State standing in the way. LSU, I watched a lot of that game. Boy, Angel Reese, you know, a lot of controversy, a lot of things swirling around her. You'd never know it. She just plays with such, I don't know, aplomb. You know, hey, no big deal. Broke up with her boyfriend. I don't need no, you know, I mean, the quote was a little bit, and I'll steer clear of the quote. But, yeah, you know, listen, Angel Reese, what you see is what you get. She's talented. She's outspoken. And here we go, possibly with round two between Iowa and LSU. And selfishly, I want to see that game in the worst way. I want to see Clark and Reese. I want to see another round of that. I can't get enough of it. Angel Reese is fun. A lot of people think she's a diva. A lot of people think she likes to be a provocateur and does it on purpose, and maybe she does. Hey, listen, I have no problem with head games in sports and mind games. I like it. I do. I mean, there's masters, Jordan, Magic, Larry Bird, on and on. We could go on for days. Scottie Pippen. I mean, it was a ton of players. Dennis Rodman. I mean, that's just, that was part of their MO. If they could destabilize you, they'd get into it. I mean, they said Larry Bird, whether you knew it or not, was the biggest trash talker of his era. And he loved to do it. I mean, go over to opposing coaches and say, hey, you know, why are you slighting me? And the coach or the player, Barkley's been quoted as saying this. Larry, what are you talking about? Well, you're putting a white guy on me. I mean, he even dragged race into it. I mean, it's just crazy, crazy stuff. But I have no issue with it. Angel Reese is who she is. But I'll tell you right now, the Iowa fans are going to travel. They are going to travel. This is, you know, this is the farewell tour to Caitlin Clark. Iowa fans are going to be in droves in Albany. But I'll tell you, to a man, they are nervous about this game tonight. And Iowa recently has been a team that can win by 20 and look bad doing it. And that's a fair statement. That's not a slight. It's the truth. And so I'll tell you, if Caitlin Clark comes out and she's cold shooting again, this West Virginia team could be very problematic. Do I think Iowa's going to win? Yes. Do I think they're going to win double digits? Yes. Do I think Caitlin Clark's going to have a great game? She's due for one. She's due for like 35 to 40. And if she hit the thing with Caitlin Clark, look it up. If she comes out shooting and she hits the first two or three threes, look out. That's just been her trend. And I just, you know, part of me, my gut tells me, uh-oh, here we go. She's tired. All this media attention, the international press. I mean, it was a great exchange. I wish we had it. It's on the NCAA media portal. They have a great place for us to capture audio for sites that we're not covering. And there's an exchange between Caitlin Clark and this reporter from France, and it's great. And he's basically saying, you know, we don't know who you really are. Who are you really? And, you know, you're this iconic figure. It was a very good question. The answer out of Caitlin Clark was, well, you know what? I'm not going to go there. Why don't you just Google me? I mean, I'm just like, you know, I felt like it was borderline rude. You're telling some guy who's here from Paris, for crying out loud. And, you know, he wants to know who you really are. He wants to hear it in your words. You said, no, you know, that's not a loaded question, but I'm not going to answer that. Why don't you just Google me? It was good. Nice. I mean, kind of a little weird way out of it, but nonetheless, a little bit entertaining. You know, Caitlin Clark, let's just go with one other angle on her. And you could also say it about the gals at Stanford. I mean, Kiki Irafin last night was just unbelievable. Cameron Brink has had a great career. She's listed number two behind Caitlin Clark in the WNBA draft this upcoming year. She'll forego her final year. I believe it's her COVID year at Stanford. But I guess what I want to throw out there is a question that's been really out there is, has women's basketball had a breakthrough? And is it now on the sports landscape to stay? And I initially, you know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I initially thought, well, you know what? There's work to do. And there is. But you know what? I do think, honestly, here I am in the afternoon. And when I was in New York for the last fortnight, the Big East tournament and then the NCAA regional in Brooklyn, I'm here to tell you there's a lot of buzz. There is a lot of buzz about women's basketball, more so than the men. I'm serious. And even reporters that are covering these, that when the women's games are on, A, they're watching, B, they're talking about it. And Caitlin Clark, obviously, is at the, you know, she's at the eye of that media storm. So I think yes, it's been a breakthrough year. The key now, and we just don't know, is can they sustain it? And I think they can. But you know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for the, you know, the Fellowship of the Miserable. I call them the FOTM, the Fellowship of the Miserable. What goes up must come down in the eyes of the American sporting media, right? Talk show hosts, blogs, podcasts, whatever. Everybody's got an opinion. That's great. So, I'm not saying dirt on Caitlin Clark, but the negativity if she doesn't win it all. You know, if Iowa got to the championship game and got blown out by South Carolina, it'll be, you know what, 2 years in a row, they got there, she didn't deliver, and so on and so forth. That very well could be coming down the pike. But I honestly think this has been a transformational year in women's basketball. And I think it's more so even than this year. It's last year, too, and maybe even some times prior to this. But this time, you know, we've gone through Lieberman. We went through Lisa Leslie. We went through all the others, Sue Bird, Candace Parker. Dom could rattle these names off in a nanosecond. All I'm saying is this one feels different. Why? Maybe because it's close to home for me. I don't know. Full disclosure, they're in my backyard. But is Audie Crooks going to grab the baton? I think so. I do. I mean, it's a young freshman gal with a great story, a father who has passed away, a father who was incarcerated, a father who had big time issues. And yet that press conference the other night with Audie talking about that, I mean, how could that not touch your heart? How could you not just want to just give that young lady the benefit of just so much compassion from how she says, hey, I think about my dad. He's been gone 5 years, and I look up, and I know he's got the best seat in the house. This is an 18-year-old girl, 18-year-old young lady, I should say, a young woman who I think handled herself very well. I really do. And, yeah, she's got a ways to go. Her game's going to need refinement. But the one element that she's got that you can't teach is that burning desire to excel and compete. And I loved hearing that, you know, I loved hearing that from Caitlin Clark, because I'm telling you, Caitlin Clark, she wants to tear your heart out of your chest when she's playing against you. She really does. And she holds her teammates to a high standard, but she holds herself to a higher standard. You know, and this is all that cliche stuff we hear in sports, but these young gals embody it. If you didn't see Stanford, Iowa State last night, you missed a lot. You missed a lot. And you missed a lot of points. You missed a lot of talent. You know, you saw frustration. You saw Brink with foul trouble. You saw a lot. You saw great coaching. Van Devere at Stanford, all-time winningest coach. They don't get any better. You know, her, Pat Summit, a few others, unbelievable. Gino, who won over the weekend on his 70th birthday, incredible. Fennelly at Iowa State, great job. Bluter, Iowa, Notre Dame. You know, just NC State. Look around college basketball, the women's side. We're seeing great stuff. I think it has been, honestly, a transitional type of year. And I hope it's got a shelf life to take it to another level, because it's at a really good level in terms of awareness. And I'll tell you, you know, ESPN's got a lot of critics. This women's tournament is getting crazy numbers. It's getting crazy numbers. And like Caitlin Clark said, we couldn't even use March Madness a few years ago. They wouldn't let us use it. I mean, you want to talk about being discriminating? We could, of course, it was maddening, but we couldn't use March Madness. We didn't stack up enough. So I just thought that was very, very entertaining. Anyway, so that's where we're counting down to tip off tonight. We got Indiana, Oklahoma to pay attention to, Connecticut, and Syracuse, Creighton, UCLA. Creighton's a giant slayer, and then we got Kansas and Southern Cal. With Juju Watkins and company tonight. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. We'll put a wrap on it. Hour number one of one, taking to the top of the hour with news across the country and around the globe, Sports Byline and American Forces Radio Network. Coming right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
All right, down the home stretch we go. We're locked and loaded. Caitlin Clark tonight, Iowa, West Virginia. Again, Kansas, Southern Cal. We got women's NCAA hoop. We're going to whittle it down to 16. We'll head to Albany and Portland. For the rest of the way, we'll be off the campus sites. That's the one knock I have against the women's tournament is the, you know, the regional home courts like Iowa. But look, if they're keeping their expenses down, I get it. But I'd like to see them move away from the campuses too. I've had that discussion before with people, and they say they won't do it. I wish they would, but we shall see. Ohtani spoke today as promised and just laid it out. Said, look, I never bet. My interpreter stole the money. I didn't know he was that much in debt, blah, blah, blah. What he didn't address was the fact that Ohtani is alleged to have sent two $500,000 wires to the bookmaker, the illegal bookmaker. Not that, well, there is legal bookmakers, but California is not a state that has legalized sports gambling. I still think Rob Manfred and the commissioner of Major League Baseball, he's got some splaining to do, and he's going to do his splaining after he gathers some more information. Do I think Otani's going to face any sanctions? I think he's going to face them. I just don't know if they're going to enact them. This is the face of baseball. This is just a situation that I think Major League Baseball wants this major headache to go away quickly. They'll do anything to get this in the rearview mirror. I don't think it's a sham investigation. That being said, I think they're going to let the truth take them where this needs to go. So I don't think Otani's out of the woods yet. He seemed confident today, to his benefit. Don't take this the wrong way, folks, but the language barrier, I think, works in his favor. And so we shall see where this takes us. But Otani says, I didn't gamble. The money was stolen, and away we go. All right, enjoy the games. We're back at it tomorrow, Tuesday into a Wednesday. We're shoring up our next travel plans with road shows presented by Innovative Wellness and by Iowa EPS. For Dominic Jimenez, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy the games on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Adios.